Today's episode, Norman Clyde's Halloween Trick. In recognition of Halloween this week, Alt 92.5 will be providing a few tales from the specter and metaphysical realm that can be found in the annals along El Camino Sierra. Legendary Sierra mountaineer Norman Clyde was as well educated as he was skilled at climbing mountains. Graduating with a degree in the classics, Clyde began a career in education, and for a time, Clyde was the principal of Owens Valley High School here in Independence. With a strict authoritarian style, Clyde did a good job educating the youth of the Inyo County seat and keeping the wilder elements in line. It was almost a full moon on Halloween of 1927. A chilling autumn wind rattled the creaky doors of the town's historic buildings. Rumor had it that some of the local boys were going to play a prank on the school facilities this All Hallows Eve, and that these hijinks were going to be malicious. Clyde retrieved the .38 caliber revolver he kept in his desk drawer and waited in the darkness across the street from the school, ready to dissuade the errant troublemakers. As a carload of youths drove onto the school grounds, Clyde yelled out to them. The young men refused to stop, and Clyde fired a warning shot. Apparently, the rowdies believed that Clyde could be bluffed and kept on. Clyde fired a second round, which ricocheted fragments of lead onto the car. The mischief makers made a hasty retreat and soon were telling the story all over town of their Halloween prank. Some of the youths thought their run-in with Clyde was a joke, but others said Clyde was shooting at them and that a bullet hole in the car's rear fender proved it. The boys' parents demanded the sheriff arrest Clyde for attempted murder, but the sheriff declined. The sheriff knew Clyde was the best pistol shot in the county and said if Clyde had meant to shoot the boys, he would have shot him. Clyde professed his innocence but told the sheriff that maybe he should have shot the boys' whining parents instead. But the outrage by the parents continued, and after a few days, Clyde resigned his position as principal of the independent school and thus began his lengthy career as a full-time mountaineer. That was a scary Halloween night that the town of Independence would long remember, and has also become yet another true tale told along El Camino Sierra.